Hello everyone, welcome to Heart to Heart. This is a website broadcast that the Lord instructed me to do, and I thank the Lord for what He's doing in these days. The Lord our God loves us. His love is true towards us. His love is undeniable. And all that He does by His, according to His vast love towards mankind. And everything that He do by His love is guided by His wisdom. And because God is holy, He will never do anyone wrong. He loves us. His love has high standards. And all the things that He do by that determined love that He has. And I thank Him for that. Today the Lord is putting on my heart to speak His word. He's doing a great work. And I thank Him that I'm a part of it. He loves you in ways that you may not expect Him to. Many times people focus on what they've done wrong, or their inadequacies, or things that they don't know. They're not sure about how God loves them and whether they qualify for His love. There's no qualification for God's love. He loves you because He decided to love you. The same way you love your children. You love the obedient children, the dear children, and you love the disobedient children. You love those that even aggravate you. Some children can be a nuisance, but you love them anyway. And God being God, He loves us in an exponential, multiplied way. And His love runs deep. And because we don't, people don't know concerning the Lord that people don't know. There's much that He could reveal to people, and then they'll make a better decision. So when people decide to not follow God, they trust to not follow God because of what they don't know. And all forms of sin is a distraction. It is a distraction. And it can cause you to not choose God and run from the light. When people run from the light of God's way, the truth of God's word, they're not giving themselves a chance to learn His wisdom. They're running from their only chance, or the opportunity they have to learn greater wisdom. And people do this as a habit. People that will tell them the truth, they avoid them. If they go to a funeral and hear God's love and hear the instruction that they never heard before, some people, it breaks through, and their heart receives the word of God, and over time they run to God, or they get saved, and they thank God for salvation. They say things in a greater way. And some people work to not hear. But the love of God was true all along. And to keep you interested in the world, the enemy uses all forms of distractions. He'll try to waste your time every day so that you, every time you start to consider the things of God, He immediately comes and snatches that information from you by the distractions of this world, the trials of life, the aggravating things that happen. Thieves break through and steal at strategic times to keep your attention off God. When people plant grass, they throw grass out there. But if they don't put hay over it, to hide the seeds, the birds will come and get it. Satan wants you ignorant. He's trying to harm you. And he's trying to keep you in a dark condition. Even if you love God and have experienced God, he doesn't want you to learn what's next. With the knowledge of God, it always takes you to greater forms of life, greater ways of living. And he's trying to hide the goodness of God from you. And he's done this to every generation. And it's time for it to stop. We don't need to let him get away with his plots and plans. When you take God at his word and hear him out and give him a chance to show himself strong in your life, to hear what he has to say and get an understanding, you're giving yourself a chance to live. See, the strength of God's life is not in you. It's in his heart, and he'll reveal it to you. You'll believe it and act on it, and then it'll work in your life. Everything works the same way. The blood of Jesus already washed away our sins. It's a done deal. But it doesn't apply to you until you believe it for yourself. And some would wonder, well, how can that help me? They're still looking at themselves. What did I do? You know, I didn't do anything to deserve. You didn't do anything, and you can't do anything to deserve. It's a grace. It's unmerited. You can't earn grace. Grace is a gift. Salvation is a gift. The willingness of Jesus to shed his blood for you is a gift. But he did it for everybody at the same moment. And I believe with everybody in mind, individually and collectively. Individually and collectively. Knowing your name, the Lord, the Father knew your name when Jesus shed his blood for you. Now, when you believe it, when you take the word at face value and believe it, then the Lord can legally save you. He gives you a brand new heart. At that point, you're like a brand new computer right out of the box, ready to go, ready to be programmed. Now, all the viruses of this life can be destroyed, but it's up to your will at that point. The main difference between a sinner and a Christian that was forgiven, the Christian has power to not sin. The sinner has no power over sin because he has a brand new nature. The Lord, by his word, he can, as you receive his word, you can drive out what was in your mind. You don't get a new mind. You got the same mindset. But now you have a new heart. You have an inner desire to do right. And you have the power to do right and not do wrong. That came with the new birth. And the Holy Spirit now lives in your spirit to guide you in this life. As you study his word with faith, not reluctantly, not as a job, not trying to see what you can get away with, but when you study his word in faith, believing what you read, believing what you study, it'll get that word to get in your heart, and that's where your strength comes from. With the strength of God's word in your heart, now you're ready to grow. You'll believe that word and you'll speak it in your life. See, your tongue is just like the rudder in a ship. What you say That's the course you're aiming your life towards. When you receive God's gifts and His promises and you speak it, that's your new course. This is far beyond the mind. Most in the world, people do things according to their what's on their mind, what they want, their desires. They run totally backwards. We control our thoughts and shape our opinions according to the Word of God, which we find to be true. As we receive God's Word, trusting it, having faith in His words, and then we speak it, we will notice that our life takes a greater course. The Word of God puts it this way: what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What you put a demand on the earth, heaven will back you up. If the enemy is doing something that you don't like, you can tell him at your will to stop, and heaven backs you up. What you release on earth is released in heaven. If you allow Satan to work in your life, heaven will too. It's our responsibility to stop his works in our lives. Now, when it comes to us growing, anything you want to change, any path you want to take, speak it. Now, when God gives me an assignment, I speak life to that assignment. I say I love God's will. I will do God's will. I hear my Father's voice, and I hate the stranger's voice. I hate the voice of Satan and voices of the world. The wrong instructions that sound good. All the compromise. I hate it. I say I hate it. Now, I don't hate the person that said it, but I hate that influence, because it is a weapon against the will of God in my life, and I will cause it to be useless because I will speak God's word. I don't look to my wisdom, I look to His wisdom. And I ask the Lord, as He give me information. Now, I always say this on the radio: all the prophets, the word of the Lord will come to them saying something. They didn't know to pray for it. They didn't know it was part of the plan until the Lord revealed it. Now, those are the things I put on the top shelf of my heart. That's what I do first. That's where I put my greatest efforts in obeying what God teach me and train me within. When He give me His word, when He give me an instruction, when He starts teaching me, He's training me for a work. Usually He helps me understand so that when He give me that assignment, I'll be able to do it. My calling is an apostle, and I do assignments. The way that my ministry works is quite different from pastors. And you know, they're assigned to a group of people, and they help them grow, and they teach them as God guide them. That's how the pastor's supposed to operate. And some pastors have prophetic gifts. Some are actually prophets, and the Lord uses them as a pastor. And He can take an apostle and use them to do the work of a pastor or an evangelist or anything He needs. But the assignments He give me, I do them at His will, at His judgment, at His call. You know, whatever He give me to do. Like when He gave me that book, the Spirit of Egypt, and also the Calls to Freedom. Those were assignments. And when He gave me the Calls to Freedom, a miracle happened. He had been training me and teaching me things about people, because I asked Him to teach me how to love His people. And then He started teaching me about people, different races, and the way He designed them, and their gifts to society, and how that nobody's superior, nobody's inferior, but they all have greater, good, wonderful attributes. But the attributes are different. And he showed me how he did all this to so mankind could come together and build society. And he gave me different dreams and visions and teachings. And one day I was standing by my toolbox at work. And before I could take two steps, I knew what to write in that book in the order to write it. It's like that word was downloaded in my heart. Now, I had already seen the visions and I heard what he said, but I knew what to put first, what to put second, what to put third. I knew the whole order to write. And when I did take time and write that book, I did not have to think. All I had to do was write, because I knew what to write. That is a miracle. That is a work of the Holy Spirit. And you can read that book. It's on the old website, livingletterministries.com. And if you're a businessman, if you're a teacher, if you're a boss and you have people under you, this book can greatly enhance what you're already doing, because it's the wisdom of God. That book will help you see people the way God sees them. You'll see greater potential in people. If you're any kind of leader, it can bless you to be a better leader. And if you're a person that endeavors to do God's will in life, it will help you do that. It will help. Anytime you get a godly understanding, you're already in a greater advantage. And that's why the book was written. And the book's been on the website for years. And one of my customers, I don't get feedback who read the book, who don't. I just do what God say, and he deals with it. You know, John Quincy Adams said, "Duty is ours, results is God." Now, he told me to do it, and I trust him to get the book to the people that will read it, that want it. So I'm telling you about it. You have an opportunity now that you know to go and read the book. If you choose to read the book, you'll see what I'm talking about. If you choose not to read the book, then, you know, you'll go through life like you are now. But if you study the book, it can help you with whatever you're doing. And it's not a long book, but it's a good book. And the Lord, he'll show you what to watch out for, and it'll bless the things that you have to do already. And the Lord, and I didn't want, the book is not for sale. The book is free. Jesus said, "Freely I give, and freely you give." So I made this book available. You don't have to pay for it. And you can use this book, and it'll be a blessing. The book is timeless. What he gave me to write in the early 90s is current for now. So I encourage you to get a copy of The Cost of Freedom. In the back of the book, there's a play called Free Freedom. If you study that, you'll know how to kill temptation. I'll say that again. In the back is a play. In the back of the book, there's a play called Free Freedom. And it will show you how to kill every temptation that aggravates your life. And it won't be a problem anymore. And these are works of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord gave me The Spirit of Egypt, it's another book. It's on the new website called newlivingletters.com. And there's also a writing about the anointing. And there are other writings that will bless you. 25 Causes of Poverty. These are gifts that God has given to help us out so that we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit, so that we can have greater judgment in our lives. Again, if you're over any group of people, if you're a pastor, if you're an evangelist, a prophet, apostle, if you're over a Sunday school, this can help you do your job. I don't say it because I wrote it. Now, I'm the writer, not the author. See, that's what people, you know, they say, "Well, Thurston wrote it. He ain't as smart as I am, and I don't need to read what he write." That's how people think sometimes. But they're looking at me. When I read the book of Isaiah, Isaiah wrote Isaiah, but God revealed to Isaiah what to write. It's the same thing. So anytime the Lord reveals a book to people, they're not the author. They're the writer. You know, inkjet printers don't think, they write. men that love God and the Lord give them a message, no man on this planet can author a message. Only the Holy Spirit. Now, people do manufacture messages that God didn't ordain. And like I said on the one of the later last radio broadcasts from now, is that people don't just preach the word, they preach their opinions, their persuasions, their compromise, whatever's going in their life. They mix it all up and preach it. And that hinders them from bearing greater fruit. But when you hear the word of God and get an understanding and preach exactly what he says, now you're giving people something that's going to change their course. It's something that heaven can back up. See, the Holy Spirit cannot follow error with signs and wonders. He only follows the truth of God's word with signs and wonders. And also when it's done according to the strategy of the Holy Spirit, that's what he follows with signs and wonders, not error, not wrong teaching, not a word out of time. He will bless the word, the living word of God, the intended meaning of God's word. He can always bless that with signs and wonders. And he can change lives. But when you add opinions and compromise, he can't, you know. And I work hard not to interject my own thoughts and opinions. I'm asking the Lord all the time, how do you want this said? And he helps me word it. I know it's a treasure because I witness him give it to me, and I witness how he had me to write it. And when I go back and proofread it and check the punctuation, I'm learning. And it's like somebody else wrote it. So I encourage you to get those free books and writings. But that's how ministry is supposed to be. If it's not revealed, it's not of God. If the Lord didn't come to you and tell you what to do, and you just did something because other people did it, you can stop right now. And you won't offend God. In fact, it'll be better if you stop right now. But if the Lord woke you up, came to you, gave you a dream, called you to the ministry, well, don't outrun him. Now you sit at his feet and hear his word like Mary did. Sit at his feet, get an understanding. Well, I got to do something. People die. They going to live or die. And if you really want to help them, get an understanding. And anybody you're personally concerned about, just pray for them. Ask God how you can help them now, since you're so concerned about helping people now. But all the ministers that I know of that outran God, they ran into a ditch. And they ended up being more of a problem than a blessing. And then their messages scatter people and do no good. And it causes people to live a life of error and weakness. But when the signs and wonders follow your ministry, that's what you want. And really, you can't go by how many people come, how many people applaud you, how many healings. A person can do all those wonderful things and be wrong with God and die and goes right on to hell. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do these great works? We cast out demons, we healed the sick. They were not right with God. And the Lord will use people to be a blessing, even though they're not right with him. So you can't go by what's the things you see. You can only go by the word of God, which if you do go by the word of God, signs and miracles and wonders do follow obedience. And if things are looking good and you know you're in disobedience, just don't die, because it's not going to be good for you. But if you live in obedience, if you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, expect the signs and wonders to follow your life. That's how it's supposed to be. The Lord will always back you up. And if you don't seem to see any, and you're doing what God told you to do, it's working. You can't always see growth in people. But if you start, if the Lord causes you to minister to at a church and you start your ministry and it grows, and the people come and they don't seem to be changing, but they're not getting in trouble, their children are going to school and learning, and their children are respectful, their children go out and take care of themselves and help other people, you're doing your job, because that's the fruit that you've produced. Yeah, but I want to see people get healed and set free. What if they're not getting sick? Because they listen to the Lord. They eat right. They don't do things to get in trouble in the first place. You're not going to see a lot of miracles unless people are not taking care of themselves. But when things go wrong and you pray for them and they recover quick and there are healings, you're doing your job. And everything's according to your faith. But your faith is always increasable. You can always increase in your faith. The Lord will satisfy every need as we obey Him. Because Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All the things you desire and want, you'll be able to do them. Sometimes people are increasing, but they waste their money. They waste their increase. They spend more than they make. They spend faster than they make it. Now, that's not God's fault. You don't have a right to disregard the wisdom of the Proverbs. I've seen people, they think they can bypass the wisdom because the Holy Spirit is moving in that church. You still got to go get a job and work. And work as under God. You want God to receive your tithes and offerings, and you were hiding, ducking, and dodging, and taking a nap on the job. Now, that's ridiculous. Work as unto God. Do a good job wherever you work. Make the place better. And then you're going to see God move in your financial life like He wants to. Seek first the kingdom of God. When you're seeking the kingdom of God, you're not a thief. And you're not lazy. Those that sit down too much and they're inactive, they have the most health problems. You don't see people that are active and they always work and they always doing good toward, they always in motion doing something good for people. They rarely get sick. And if they do get sick, it's probably because they worked in the rain or something. They probably got wet and walked in a room, air-conditioned room. But they recover quick because their body's healthy. I was telling my wife earlier, the people who have the worst health problems are the ones that sit around and let other people's wait on them. It's important to know what God is saying. It's important to hear Him out. It's important to know what He's saying to you, to know what He has to say to you. And the only way I know of to learn it is to receive His word and obey it. The things He gives you to do, that's going to make the difference. That's going to take you where you want to be. And I always confess, Lord, help me do all that's in Your will. And sometimes I just say, I will do all that's in God's heart. I pray often, Lord, help me do all that's in Your heart, because I know the days are short. I know we don't have much longer to minister. I know the rapture's about to happen. So what I do now counts. Help me speak Your word that people need now. If you get on the right track, it's easier to run. But if you're running in gravel, it's not as hard, it's not as easy to run. If you're running in sawdust and quicksand, it's hard to run. But if you're on track and you have a healthy understanding of what God wants you to do, and you put your greatest efforts to do that because you love Him and His people, you're going to see a mighty move of God. The people you minister to, they will eventually get saved. And sometimes they'll get saved quick, because we really don't have much time. because the time is about gone. You know, every day that we wake up at this point, it's another chance to win souls and speak life to people, speak the word of God to people. Be the light of the world towards those you love. Because God loves, this is heart to heart. The Lord has me doing these broadcasts for a reason. This is exclusively for the website audience. And I think you're going to see a mighty move of God as you yield to the Holy Spirit, because He has so much to share with you. Now, the time is, this is about all the fire will hold. So I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to bless you and teach you in His word. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.